Hello, hello, hello again, everybody. This is James Murphy with Evolution for Success, your personal and professional 5-minute power podcast of the day. And what I want to talk about today is, have you ever had an emotional state where it seems like so big you're facing that brick wall and there's just no way around it? Well, I want to show you the power of one simple question that can change all of that. It's like it's that magic question that will just make those walls come crashing and tumbling down without you even having to lay a finger on what's going on. And the reason why that's important is because many times people let their emotions rule them and their lives instead of taking control of their lives through their emotional states. So that's why emotional management is so key, and I focus on that in the coaching so critically, because the emotions are the gateway to all of our power. And when we get stuck with those emotions, or stuck with those intense emotional moments in those emotions, it blocks us from having a life, from creating what it is that we really want to have. So I want to give you one really easy, simple question that will change your life. Are you ready for it? I'm not going to give it to you quite yet, but I'm going to tell you the context of when this happened to me and I came to this realization. You ready? Oh, good. I'm glad you asked. About 8 months ago, a year ago or so, I was in a really, really tough place. Mentally and emotionally, I was trying to figure out where I was in my life, where I was taking my business, what I was doing in my physical health, what I was doing in balancing all that in terms of family and career and finances and still having my life be fun. And I was really in kind of a big, big emotional funk. And my wife, we were laying there in bed one day, and my wife, bless her heart, being the sweetheart of an emotional support unit that she is, she asked me a really great question. She just said, "Hey, honey, how are you doing? What's on your mind?" And boy, did she just ignite in that one question. Man, she ignited this huge emotional powerhouse of emotion. It just came flooding out of me. I was like, "Are you kidding? Well, how am I doing? I am stressed beyond imagination. You cannot even imagine it. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing with the business. I'm working a full-time job to give us some financial stability. Plus, I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing in my coaching practice and feeling like I'm not making ends meet there and measuring up to who I want to be as a business person and who I want to be driven forward in my mission to change 100,000 people's lives. I'd signed up for a 100-mile race. I downgraded it to the 50, and I was trying to train for that as well, which is a huge time commitment, which is taking me away from my family, which made me lead into my family. And oh my goodness, was I being a great dad to my kids? And how was I balancing taking my kids to piano and taking my kids, you know, being present for their piano recitals, and at the same time doing self-defense, taking the self-defense class once a week? And I got all this stuff going on. Plus, I was taking 2 master's classes because I was trying to figure out if I was going to go back to school to get an LCSW or not, and figure out what the right path was. Was I going to do that? Was I going to continue to be a coach and be an entrepreneur that way? And what was I going to do? And how was I going to build speaking engagements and revamping my website? I had all this stuff going on. And man, as I'm saying all this stuff, being totally emotionally like power packed, my wife just keeps scooting over a little bit farther from me. And so she's like tipping on the end of the bed, trying to see how far can I get away from him without actually falling off the bed. It was a tough moment. And as I'm going through rattling off all this stuff, how stressed I was about this and that and school and business and family and health, all this stuff, at the very end, I had to stop to take a deep breath finally. And I went, and it was amazing what popped out of my mouth in that moment. I said to myself, I asked myself a powerful question. I said, and given what I'm trying to do, given what I'm trying to accomplish right now, is this level of emotional intensity appropriate and warranted for all the stuff that I'm trying to balance in my life? And you know what the answer to that simple question was? Yeah, a little long-winded, because I am long-winded. Yes. And as soon as I said yes, I said that to my wife, and I said, you know what? And probably given all the things that I'm working to try to do and try to balance and everything else, it's probably pretty appropriate that I'm dealing with this high level of emotional stress right now, this emotional intensity. Because remember what Tony Robbins said, one of my favorite quotes from him is, your success in life is directly proportional to the amount of risk and uncertainty that you can manage. And for what I was trying to do to be successful, taking all this stuff on, was totally appropriate for the success that I was trying to have and what I was trying to create. And as soon as I acknowledged that, that it was okay, this was appropriate, it was warranted for me to have this level of stress with all this stuff I was going on, somehow it all collapsed in on itself. The wall came tumbling down. And I took a deep breath and I said, you know what? This is probably all appropriate for how I need where I am and what I need to be doing. And once I had that little break, that little chink in the armor, that crack in the walnut, I split it open. I found the nuts inside and I said, the meat of the issue inside was just that, hey, this is all okay. And what do I need to do to manage it? So I made a commitment right then and there. Hey, you know what? In order for me to really manage this emotional risk, I got to get up tomorrow morning, make sure I go on a run, make sure I get that balance centered first, make sure I have the cuddle time with my daughter, make sure then that I really am a powerful during the day with what I'm working to do, so that I can have some time to take my kid to Krav Maga, connect with him on the way there and the way back, and watch him there because I know that that's important to him. And I set out a little bit of time for my wife. Well, I wasn't going to be, you know, having her be scared of my emotional intensity, trying to slide to the other end of the bed. And as soon as I did that, all the tension and all the stress went away. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful, incredible moment. So it was kind of like, you know what? Before that moment, my emotions were driving me. I was the one, if you can picture it, duct taped, strapped to the front of that speeding bullet train. Because all I was feeling was the emotion going, I'm going 500 miles an hour. But as soon as I said, is this appropriate? Because I'm on this train. This train is supposed to be going 500 miles an hour, given what I'm doing, given what I'm trying to balance, given what I'm trying to focus. As soon as I realized that that was okay, all of a sudden the duct tape came off, and I got absorbed into the train, right into the driver's seat. And all of a sudden, I was conducting where I was driving the train. I was in control. And I could start to adjust the speed of what I was doing to make sure that I was continuing to move towards where I wanted to go. I became in charge of my emotions and my speed and how fast I was going instead of being stuck by it, by how fast I was going. So it's amazing. So I want to give you that question. You know what? A lot of times people try to talk themselves out of being in those intense emotional states when sometimes they're totally appropriate. And if you just let yourself be there because it's appropriate, you'll move through it 100 times quicker because you can't just shove that stuff in the closet. Because when you shove it in the closet, it's still there. That's why they have that term of expression, there's a skeleton in your closet. You know what? That's that old emotion that you're not dealing with. But when you realize it's appropriate, I had one of my favorite clients. I just got an email last night saying that her great-grandmother passed away. And all the wonderful memories of her great-grandmother cooking cornbread and all this great stuff. And now she's dealing with that. You think she's having a little bit of sadness? Do you think there's some intense emotions there? Yeah. And is it totally appropriate for her to feel that way and mourn for a little bit and remember those things? Yes, because as soon as you do that, it allows you to slow down a little bit and you can put a positive meaning. You can appreciate the emotion because that's when you feel most alive. Those emotionally intense moments are the moments that we live for. And that's the power and the beauty of that. So if you stay in control, you can put a positive meaning to it. So ask yourself, when you find yourself in those emotionally intense, power-charged places, ask yourself, is this appropriate? Is it warranted for the situation that I'm in? And if the answer is yes, then just appreciate that moment and wait until you can put a positive emotion to it. Figure out something to do to manage that emotion, and then you're leading your life instead of your life leading you. And tell me how this works. Drop me an email. Stay in touch. This is third podcast of the week. I'm on fire for you. So tell me what's happening. Tell me what's going on. Continue to live with some emotional intensity. And I look forward to your continued success as always.